Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank you for coming to Blog Talk also, and then join us in prayer and praise. God is so multitudinously good, and we praise him and we do pray unto him and worship God and give him all the glory and all the adoration. Amen. Thank you all for being here and joining us on the Blog Talk. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer and just praise him after that. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. You did so many things for me last night, for us, all of us, last night. And many don't even realize all the things you've done. I don't know all the things you did last night, but all I know is that you must have done a lot of things, because I woke up this morning, Lord, and I don't know anything about what happened during the night. I know that my heart must have kept, and you saw to it that it did beat. That's enough for me to give you 1,000 thank yous. I know that my lungs must have kept breathing. I don't know anything about it. I wasn't even aware that it was breathing, taking in oxygen and releasing it. I don't know anything about it, but you kept it breathing. You kept it moving. God, I know that my eyes were able to see. You must have kept my eyelids and underwear moistened. And I want to say thank you. I woke up with my hands and feet authorized to move. That was a miracle alone. You do so many miracles, and yet people don't even recognize the things that you do, because you've been doing so long, it just takes you for granted. But God, I just want to thank you for feeding the hungry, for clothing the naked. They have different times all around the world, and yet you made it valid unto them. When you fed them, when they were hungry, and clothed them, and they were naked. But if, I don't know anything about it, but you did it anyway. And God, I just want to thank you for everything that you do. But even that I will mention in this prayer, all of the wonderful things that you do. Who wouldn't praise you? Who wouldn't give enough energy up to say thank you? Who wouldn't stand with you? Anything that you're trying to do. God, thank you. Thank you so very much. We do ask for forgiveness for every sin, for the admission, the amount of things you spoke to us and told us to get done. You're trying. Amen. We need your help. And then the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, we're with that too. Anything that we thought that we shouldn't have thought. And look that we had that we shouldn't have had. And everything we want to be pleasing in your sight. Now, look on those who are homeless in this cold weather, under that bridge, or under that box, slept on that box all night long, and don't have a job, defeated in mind. But God, you got to fix people. In Jesus' name I pray. Bless the Lord. Look on those who are eating dog food in America and any other nation. Supply their every need. Let them have real food so they will have to be dehumanized. They will feel as though they are precious in your sight. Let them, I pray. And that man who went on the shooting spree here in Kansas City. God, those families who were hurt, look on God, the grieving, hurt and grieving, please help them lost loved ones within our family. Help us, Lord, we pray. And to all people who are going through now, they're going through trouble, trials, and tribulation, help, God. You're all our help that comes from you. And we praise you and thank you for what you've done already. Oh, my God, thank you for what you did on the God line on last night. So incredible. We appreciate it. And we thank you for it. Now we ask that you bind the devil and give us the victory. We do have the victory. And we thank you for it. That's what happened to came on first on the God line and first on the prayer line, and now they were eager to be a part. What a blessing and what a moving gesture. Thank you so much. My Lord, those who are in prison, help them. Those who are down, help them. Those who are out, bring them in. And those who need a miracle, let it under them. In Jesus' mighty name. We bless your holy name and give you the glory and adoration and the praise. And Lord, we appreciate everything that you're going to do today. We look forward to it. And be sure that we give you the glory and all the adoration shall belong to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. And amen and amen. So many precious times. And thank you so much for joining us here. What a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful blessing. Amen. Good morning to everybody. Is y'all awake? Can we speak? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And
good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Amen. I'm just so wonderfully blessed when I hear y'all's voices. People of God who get up and want to give God some glory and want to give him some praise. So many area codes. Amen. 913 and 816 and 919 and 616 and 870 and 312 and 516 and 912 and 773 and 404. And 317. That's Brother Johnson. I know that is. 708 in Chicago. And my God, 847. Up there around, what is that? 847 around Chicago. There, Milwaukee. Yeah, close to that. And 910 in Carolina. 901, Memphis, Tennessee, and so many others. 314, St. Louis. And all y'all, welcome to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Won't you, if you would help me give him praise this morning. You are there, he knows you're there. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. So let's give God true praise.
Praise.
Let's praise him. Now say praise check.
Go ahead. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. That sounds mighty good this morning. And we do praise God for all he's done. I'm going to do our regular format of prayer and praise this morning. So many of you have praise reports that you haven't even told. Don't let the devil steal it from you. And ask the Lord to let you remember it and bring it forth. Because your praise reports can touch somebody else and cause them to realize that if God did it for you, he could do it for me. Somebody may have gotten a new car, and somebody needs a new car. They'll say, if God did it for you, he can do it for me. Somebody may have gotten healed, and a person on the line, they need healing, and they say, if God did it for you, he can do it for me. Because he's not a respected person from the two or the other. And so I want you to come and give your praise reports. Let me see who can lead those praise reports. Amen. Oh, my God. Do we have a volunteer? Amen. And lead praise reports this morning. Amen. Don't let the devil give you a whole back spirit. But he's good at that. Let me see here.
Father Wilson.
Somebody feel led to volunteer to do the praise report?
Amen. Good morning. This is Mother Digby.
Good morning, Mother Digby. I'm going to give it to you in just a moment.
All right.
You need the praise report. And let me just do it while I'm on it. Anybody feel led to do the prayer request? That means that you want to get a prayer request and then ask others if they have a prayer request. And we'll try to get them down and pray for all these people. Anybody feel led to do that?
This is Mother Wilson. I was on mute. I didn't know I was on mute. I've been praying before.
Oh, we got Mother Digby. Mother Digby, will you do the prayer request then?
Yes, I will. I have to get my pen. Yes,
okay,
I will.
Okay, let Mother Wilson do the prayer report. And you do the prayer request. All right, we got that coming. Go ahead, Mother Wilson. Amen.
God bless you this morning. Thank you, Johnson. And I thank God this morning for being alive. I didn't miss the bill last night, but I praise God for being alive this morning. He's been good to me. I think I might have worked too hard, going up and down about 17 steps, flight of stairs, one way up and one way down. But I thank God I felt all right while I was doing it and cleaning up, but I didn't rest too good last night. I did that for 2 days, so God has been good to me because I hadn't been able to do that in about 4 or 5 years. And I thank God, but it's been a while, and I thank God. I wasn't able to lift hardly 2 pounds, but I was able to lift more than that. And God, he's just been really blessing me this week. And same last night, I didn't rest too good, but I'm still here, and I thank God that he is blessing me. So that's my praise report, and I just want to know who else have a praise report this morning.
Well, I got a praise report. My praise report is thank God in 5 years, 4 or 5 years, you haven't walked upstairs for 17 flights of stairs, 17 stairs. And you did it on yesterday. And you left walk right down, huh?
And the day before.
Look at that. I'm not going to ask you to run around that house 25 times. But thank you. No.
I don't feel like it this morning.
All right. But look at here. That's a miracle, Mother. You haven't done that in 4 or 5 years. Thank God for yesterday and the day before. That's something great. And who you think did that for you?
God did.
God did it.
God did it. I thank
Amen.
Him too.
Thank God for you. That's,
thank God.
That's my praise report, that God gave you a miracle. And then, let me see now. Mother, you didn't rest well last night, but when you went to sleep, did your heart stop or no?
Did I do what?
When you went to sleep, did your heart stop?
No, I'm grateful for that. My arm just hurt it up at the top on the left side, but my heart was still beating.
All right. Your heart was still beating now. Who do you think kept your heart beating?
God did it.
Amen. And he deserves to be saved, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. I praise him for it, too. I thank him for every time I woke up and my arm was hurting, Lord, I thank you for the pain.
All right. Where's your oil, Mother? Where's your oil?
It's sitting here.
All right. I want you to release your, let your faith be released. And you believe that the Lord moved into your shoulder, let that pain would cease or not?
I believe it. I believe it.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands. You got your oil?
I'm opening it.
Put some oil all over your hand. That's anointed oil in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to be no wonder. I'm just trying to simply say what God is leading me to say. Put some oil on your hand in the name of Jesus. Did you get it on your hand? You got it on your hand?
Amen. Opening up some. Listerine. I knew I had it in it, but I got it now.
Oh. 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 Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
My. Open up some mystery. I want to show you something. Yeah, I want to show you something. I'm going to quote a scripture for you.
All right.
You got that mystery?
Yes, sir.
All right, put some on your hand and put some on over your shoulder. I mean, foolish things to compound your lives.
Thank you.
Put it all over your shoulder and, you know, when you were hurting. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Now lay your hand on there and say, in the name of Jesus, loose.
In the name of Jesus, loose.
Thank you, Lord. Loose.
Loose
the spirit of affliction. Loose her. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to thank him.
Thank you.
Because you see, all things work together for the good.
Yes.
And them who love the Lord, who are the call according to his purpose. I know you are. Amen.
Oh.
And let the Lord work on you. God bless you. Go ahead and get those praise reports.
Praise God. That's the prayer, too, and I praise God for the listening this morning. Who has the next praise report? Come on. Dr. Johnson tells us that we don't want to be slow for it. Come on in there.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank him for how he watched over me and kept me all during the night. I thank God because he's a provider. He's such an awesome God. I thank God for our First Fruit prayer line, for everyone that comes on the prayer line. Thank God for all these praise reports, whether they vocalize them or not. I thank God for them, just knowing that there are so many people out there tuned into this First Fruit prayer line and that the prayer line is being a blessing to so many. I thank God for how he kept me. He protected us from shooters, people just going wild. And I thank God that he me that he did not allow us to come not me. I thank God for the youth prayer line, for our children, for the growth, and I thank God most of all for his Holy Spirit.
And I thank God for our ambassador. God is so beautiful. We'll be the next one.
Thanks. Thank the Lord. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, to Mother Wilson, to everyone that's on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for coming into my life and saving me and filling me with the Holy Ghost and keeping me by the day with the mind to wholly follow him. I thank the Lord for how he makes ways and how he opens doors. I thank him for his healing. God, how he healed my body so many times. When they say praise report, I always have a praise report. I don't want to have a drawback spirit, but I thank the Lord for how he has healed me so many times, how he healed me from acid reflux. I thank God for that because that's a miserable thing. I thank him. God has been good to me. I thank him for how he blessed my children, how they're doing pretty well. I have two disabled sons, but God is keeping them by the day and just making ways and just opening doors. I thank him for it. The Lord is good. I thank him for how he blessed us through this real bad weather. We really had a blizzard on the south side of South Suburban Chicago. Blizzard. But God blessed us and brought us through that. And just, God is just an awesome God. And I thank and praise the Lord for him. I thank the Lord for this prayer land. I just look forward to the prayer land. It's a beautiful land. And God have blessed me so many times through this prayer line. And I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you.
God bless you, Mother Big Thing. Beautiful, beautiful. The next one.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God for all the strength on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for prayer line on last night. I have peace in my home this morning. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. It's good to have peace, I tell you. Who is the next one?
Yes.
Come on.
This is Evangelist Palmer in Iowa. I thank and praise God for being able to be on the prayer line again this morning, giving honor to God as well as to Dr. Johnson and First Lady and all the saints and friends and apostles and the people that are just strong in the Lord, the power, its might, the unity, united with the Lord, as well as the ones in a position that are coming on prayer line and speaking to receive the goodness of God for salvation. I just thank and praise God for this day. I want to say that I thank God for what he's done for me from Wednesday up to now. How he's blessed me, because it was truly a blessing to receive all the spiritual food and enlightenment that we did on Wednesday night. And I just thank God, and all through Wednesday morning, I just thank God for that, because it truly did ignite my spiritual fire. And I just thank God for the igniting of the fire of the Holy Ghost, and as well as for the enlightenment, because all the spiritual songs and and God blessed to get in my spirit, and I'm still just spiritually having a feast off of it. I thought I was going to possibly have a total different schedule on last night and early morning, but the Lord allowed me to get up at a certain time and just write, just listen in the spirit and just write the blessings that he has stored up for me to receive. And I thank God for that, and I thank God that he blessed me to be able to connect again this morning, have to go into a rest for the night time that I missed, to have to be sleeping through the prayer line for this morning. I thank God for that. He's truly wonderful, and he's worthy to be praised. And to God be glory.
And thank God for you, Elect Thomas, because God is good, and I'm looking forward to him blessing you with the things that you have wrote down. We'll be the next one.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown at 913 area code. Good morning. First, I'd like to give honor to God, who's first in my life. I'd like to give honor to First Lady Johnson and to Pastor Johnson and to all the saints and friends that's on the prayer line this morning. Good morning. I would just like to thank God. The last I don't know how many days this week, but I've been laying in my bed and I've been thinking, and I've shared with you all before that I had been in pain 24 hours a day, and I'm a grandmother trying to care for my three young grandchildren. And I don't know how many days, and I don't want to tell a story about it, but I have been feeling you guys praying for me. And I know that it's prayers, because all these years I've been in this pain, since I've been on this prayer line this week, I've been not as in much pain. And God has opened my eyes in the morning. I'm like, I don't feel that deep back pain. I don't feel that deep, deep pain. And God got to put in my spirit, that's the prayers of the saints availing much. So I just want you all to know that you all are truly, truly a blessing, each and every soul on this line. And we are much better when we work together. You all are in my spirit. No, I have not met most of you all, but I do know you all in spirit. And God drops you all on my heart and my spirit to get to praying and things like that. So I just want to thank you all and let you all know that I truthfully, truthfully, truthfully feel you all prayers in my body. And I'm praying for you all just like you all are praying for me, in Jesus' name. And thanks so much.
God is able to be completely on out of, I'm believing God myself to what brings us through. God never fails. The next one.
Good morning. This is Sister Lily Garnett from Chicago, 773 area code. Giving honor to God and thanking Jesus, to the Fresh Fruit Prayer Line, to Dr.
Can I interrupt just a moment? Can I interrupt just a moment, Sister Brown? I was on mute. And Sister Wilson, I want you all to be completely healed. Amen. Jesus, you spoke to those who were there in the multitude. The Bible says all of them were healed. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I just pray for you both. And for those who are having pain right now, I'm going to ask the pain killer and the one who made pain to intervene for you and to touch your body in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Not for
me.
That's in the name of Jesus.
There you go.
Let me see what your word says. And I'm asking you to do that. Touch.
Yes.
Go there in the joints, Lord, and remove all inflammation.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
God, you can do it. You made the body. You even made pain. Call it back. Call it back. And announce over them healing virtue. And God, pain free. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. I bless you, Mr. Wilson. You've done a tremendous job this morning. Why don't you take two more prayers before Mother Wilson? Get two more.
Amen. I thank God for the prayer. I'm looking forward to it. God bless you. Two more prayers. This will be the first one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line and bless Pastor Johnson and God's still working on me. I need lots of prayers.
He's lifting the pressure off of you, Sister Renee. Yeah, say, I receive it. Sister Renee, do you hear me?
Yes.
Say, I receive it. Anytime God's giving you a blessing, receive it. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
He's lifting that off of you. And I'm going to ask you something else. Lord, put joy in her soul. And peace in her mind. I'm not the enemy. I want to tell you something. Sister Renee, listen to me. You have to desire and want to get out of that trend that the enemy is trying to put you in. Let me tell you, the Lord told me he's trying to steal your mind. He's trying to steal your mind. Don't let him have your mind. Don't let him do it. Move away from there. Move away from there. And think joyous things. Think peace of the Lord provided me. Think the joy of the Lord. Because, see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You haven't even wanted in the last few days, in the last few weeks, you haven't even wanted to work. And the enemy is trying to steal your mind. Don't let him have it. Put your mind on things above. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are good, and whatsoever things. If there be any worship in your heart and mind, I want you to do that. Amen. Think of those things that are good. Think of those things that are true. Lord, yes. Lord, yes. Thank you, Brother Wilson. God bless you. All right, now. Mother Bigby, are you going to get those prayer requests for us today?
Yes, sir.
And then let's move to the prayer. I got to get that praise report. Last night on the blog line, it was so incredible. Oh, my God. Right in the midst of the blog line, the Lord changed our format last night. Yeah. He said, son, here's what I want you to do. I want you now to take prayer requests. Oh, my God. And I want you to take prayer requests on Bogline. He said, after you take those prayer requests, since you're thanking me 1,000 times, and the Bogline is sitting around thanking me 1,000 times, the Lord said, he said, then after you get the prayer request, I want you to lead them into thanking me 1,000 times for in advance for the miracle that they're going to receive.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And so now, what the format now that he's given to us is that we're receiving prayer requests, and then after the prayer requests are made known, then we are going into a thousand thank yous for doing those prayer requests. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So he changed the format right in the middle of the blog line. He said, get the prayer request, and then since you're thanking me 1,000 times, go ahead and thank me for those miracles that they just asked.
Yeah.
If somebody comes on and says, I have cancer, and I've had it for 2 years, and I'm in stage 4, but I want to ask God to heal my body completely. Take the prayer request, he said, and write it down. And then he said, during your times of thank you, he said, thank me 1,000 times for healing that cancer that's in stage 4. And see what I'll do. That my form now on the blog line. Oh, my God. Do y'all think if you give your prayer request and then exercise faith, see, exercise that faith to thank him in advance 1,000 times for healing you or whatever the prayer request was, do you think he would do it? See, that's what moved Jesus when he was on this earth to do so many miracles. When he saw their faith, he looked and saw their faith and felt their faith, and that's when he gave the miracle, when they believed. And so what we're doing now is taking the prayer request and exercising our faith. See, faith is not waiting until you know the doctor says you've been completely cured or whatever he may say. And then you go to thanking God. Oh, thank you. You know, that's not really faith. Faith is making your request known, and then when you put it there, and then we have a word of prayer, and you believe that God has done it, and you go to thanking him in advance because God did it, you still got the pain all down in your leg or in your stomach, but you say, I believe I'm healed, and go to thanking God like it's already done. That's faith. Now, that's faith. That's faith. You don't have no report from nobody, but you just believe God, and you thank him like it's already done. And that's what we're doing on the blog by now. We're making your request known, and we're standing with you. It's not a gossip line. We're not trying to find out your business so we can spread it. No, we just want to know what's going on so we can pray for it. And sometimes we have to bind that devil specifically. Yeah, like I bind that demon of arthritis in your leg, in your arm, in your shoulder, in your back. I bind it. I bind it in the name of Jesus. You are arthritis demon. I bind you. The blood of Jesus goes on you now. And the spirit now. The oil of the anointing goes on you now. And the spirit. God, you can even use Listerine. Because you use inanimate objects to perform miracles. Because that man had that axe handle. It came off the handle, and the axe head fell into the water. And the man of God stood there and threw a branch of something in the water where it was. And the muster said a prayer because the axe handle that was still came up and floated on the water. God, you can do anything. You can speak through inanimate objects and cause it to do anything. Thank you. No, sir. No, sir.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Come forth. Healing virtue. I ask you to go into that show of arm, wherever it may be. And remedy that arthritis. I speak to it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to put there. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Mother Digby. Say that to you.
God bless you. Thank God for Dr. Johnson and making it plain for us. I want to say the
prayer request line is open, and I want to put the first name on there. I want to put Sister Mary Reynolds. She's having trouble with her eyes. She can hardly see. I want to put her on the prayer request, Sister Mary Reynolds. And I'm take anyone else, I'll be glad to take your request.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jordan Dunnett. Good question. Prayer for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. And for the first two prayer lines, and for Sister Riley of her new grandbaby, and my son, Tyree. God bless you.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.
This is Father Wilson, prayer for a friend of mine named Sarah Cooper. She's having problems with her cold. She's been operating on, but they're still bothering her. God bless you. Sarah Cooper.
All right. Anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. And
go ahead, Sister Lucille. Sister Lucille? I think I lost her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renata, not from Texas. Keep praying for my family and me.
This is Renee from Texas, your family and yourself.
Myself.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt.
Good morning, Mother Britt.
I ask you to pray for the Taylor family. He's an Ella. He lost his wife on Wednesday. That she was on a dialysis machine, and she said she couldn't take it no more. So she got off the dialysis machine. So I want y'all to pray. They lost her on home.
All right.
God bless you, the Taylor family. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mother Britt, the Taylor family.
Mm-hmm.
Wife passed away. Anyone else?
This is
Lucille.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I have an unspoken request, and also I want to thank you for my brother. His name is Patrick Angelo Jr. He's in prison. He's not been feeling well, and I'm asking the saints to pray for him. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Lucille. God bless you. All right, have Sister Lucille and her brother. Hasn't been feeling well. Sister Lucille unspoken and her brother. All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Cobb in Texas, and we also have a deacon in our church, our brother Gary Manning, that's suffering with his eye problems. And I also have a few little obligations from when I moved that I need to take care of. It looked like the enemy don't want me to get them taken care of, and I want prayer for that. God bless you.
All right.
Yes, Mother Digby?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Sister Ernestine Wright. I thank you, Sister Darnett, for requesting prayer for me, but I didn't give her any kind of details or anything, and I just wanted to be a little bit more so I can play on point. I have a new grandbaby that was born in another country and has some difficulty with breathing, and they're not, you know, they're going to have to run some more tests on him, and I just want to make sure that everything is well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sister Riley. All right, we have that Sister Riley is the new grandbaby in another country, and he has breathing problems.
Right. When he first came here, they had problems breathing, so they got him in what they call NICU. But just want to pray for that because they want to make sure that his hearing and everything is okay because of the difficulty and everything.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Let's take one more, Mother.
All right, one more.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson, for being in Naples and me. I just want to tell you, my grandson is home from incarcerated. He made it home on Tuesday. Thank God for that. Just keep us in prayer.
All right, he made it home. He was incarcerated, but he made it home Tuesday.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Mother Johnson. That's nine. All right, Dr. Johnson, I have nine.
Yes, that's enough, and then we know it takes seven, but thank God this morning we'll do more. All right.
All right, would someone like to pray for those? We have Sister Mary Reynolds with eye trouble, Sister Geraldine Garnett for her son, and for her for the prayer line for Dr. Johnson and his family, and for